This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 12th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying clear skies. Jerusalem sees mild temperatures, a perfect night for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel expects Trump to prevent Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons, according to Defense Minister Israel Katz. That's from the Jerusalem Post. Coming in now. Also, Trump attacks Iran as Israeli officials express anger over an emerging nuclear deal. Ynet reported this earlier today. Also this hour, an Iran-linked group claims responsibility for hacking FBI drones. They threatened the World Cup, according to the Times of Israel. Separately, the U.S., Greece, Cyprus, and Israel have launched the East Med Energy Center in Houston. This was reported by I-24 News earlier today. And finally, a cyber attack on Israeli infrastructure was prevented. Details are still emerging on this incident. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eisenberg, a well-known commentator, posted just minutes ago. He notes that the IDF targeted a Hamas operative posing as a journalist. He highlights the strategic use of press cover by Hamas and PIJ. Al Arabiya English wrote just now that Palestinians are clearing rubble after an Israeli airstrike in the Al-Mahazi refugee camp this morning. Joe Truesman, an analyst, shared that Israel's elimination of a key drone operator showcases their intelligence capabilities against Hezbollah. He wrote this just 25 minutes ago. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Defense Minister Israel Katz's comments, he asserts that President Trump is actively working to prevent Iran's nuclear ambitions. The Jerusalem Post notes Katz believes Trump's moves align with Israel's security goals. The outcome could significantly influence regional stability. Turning to the nuclear deal controversy, Ynet reports Israeli officials are unhappy with the proposed U.S.-Iran agreement. Trump criticized the deal as misleading. This diplomatic tension raises concerns about Israel's national security priorities. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel details a cyber threat from an Iran-linked group. They claim to have hacked FBI drones and issued a threat to the World Cup. This incident underscores the ongoing cyber warfare challenges facing global security. On the diplomatic front, the launch of the East Med Energy Center marks a significant cooperation milestone. I-24 News explains this move strengthens regional energy ties and could enhance economic stability. This collaboration highlights the strategic importance of energy resources in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, NoTraffic's chief people officer, Liora Katz, discusses evolving hiring standards in Israeli startups. CTech highlights a growing demand for flexibility in workplace culture. Separately, Israeli tech companies see larger funding rounds but fewer deals. Ynet Business reports an $8.6 billion investment in the first half of 2026. This trend reflects a focus on AI and cybersecurity. And finally, Globe's readers have chosen Quantum Source as the top startup of 2026. The startup is advancing quantum computing technology in Nes Ziona. That's your Israel 18 news update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.